Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, the 2nd of July. Come on, you Spurs. The old Middle Earth and Northerners getting together, ganging up on us, ganging up, bullying. It is almost bullying. Old Spready. See, he spent 10 minutes bigging up his results yesterday, talking about him, putting him in the spotlight. And then today you press the button. Back Sheffield United to beat Tottenham, nap of the day. Absolutely nailed on. I need to get into this VBA code that he has fixed it to say, if ever the old Spuds are playing, pick the other team. It's definitely in the old code. I know what you like, Spready. You will be found out. Talking of found out, according to Stephen Humphreys, the RS Archer thread, the guy, the Brexit guy in France, is fake news. I'm a bit disappointed in that, I have to say, if it is. Found it all quite amusing, and he was quite adamant that it was happening. It did sound very far-fetched in parts, but it was very entertaining. But I do see that it had disappeared off the Twitter now. He's gone. I did just have a quick look before I started recording. Disappointing. Fantastic night again last night. Amazing that you get spells where goals just fall all at the right times for you and everything is sunny. Isn't always like that, I have to say. But I do like, I said a couple of weeks ago, I feel very zen. I like the way I'm trading. I like the methods. And I've sort of avoided a bit of match odd stuff just to let that settle down with these home wins. But certainly the goal markets have been very kind to me over the last couple of weeks. So all systems go for July. I did a little bit of horse trading today, just trying to try something in Bet Angel. £148 up in the first race, the 12:15 at Catterick. That'll do for that. Bag that for the day and won't be touching it again. Amazing when you set that to whatever it's set, 20 milliseconds for you, how quick the in-play is on there. Flipping dearie me, that's the first time I'd looked at it. Almost scary. I didn't know when to click. But no, it's good stuff. I have to say, I love BetAngel. The software, that is, not Peter Webb, very nice guy. But I do find it, having been a bit of a sort of technophobe and software phobe, I am really enjoying it. As I go, thanks to Lee Cal. I need to have another chat with Lee, actually, but I'll do that next week. I've been so busy. It is just a relentless spell of football. People keep asking me, what do I mean busy? When you've got 15, 20 games in every league, teams playing every two or three days, I have so much to update. And obviously, I'm a massive data checker. I like to check everything is accurate. It drives me mad when stuff is inaccurate. Kevin Kelly, ultimate goals. Yes, drives me mad. It's just non-stop updating data and checking it's right and getting it ready for the next day. And I start on tomorrow's football later this afternoon, and it's just a revolving door. But we will get a break in August. So you know, while I'm making money, when you're getting the goals going, if you're doing it all and making nothing, that's when it's a pain in the arse. But when you're turning it into pound notes in trading sessions, then it's all good. Price. Somebody asked me about these half-time matches. It's key price. What I've said at the minute, I'm still looking at how I'm punting, and we had a couple of late goals yesterday. I'm just putting them out there so that we've got a record if I do anything. But it's funny, isn't it? When we sort of talk about home wins and over two, and we talk about backing, and then when we talk about half-time scores, we talk about laying. Quite often, don't we, lay in the half-time score. We don't talk about backing another goal, and perhaps often because it's quite a short price. And you've got to remember that these will be, in essence, at half-time short prices. You'd be talking 1.17, 1.18, 1.12, 1.20, depending on the teams involved. That's the sort of prices you're talking about. So me sort of saying to you, oh, we've had 18 winners, or I don't know, round numbers, 17 winners out of 20 at low sort of prices, it doesn't actually mean anything, does it? Because in effect, so let's say the average price was 1.2, 17 winners out of 20. You've won 3.4 points, 0.2 a time, 17 times. 3.4 points, less commission on that. So, but you've lost three where you would have lost 3 points, three whole points. If you were back in the overs. So, in effect, you're 0.4 of a point up after 20 bets, less commission. So, peanuts, really. You've got to ask yourself, is it worth it? Obviously, if you magnify that up, it might well be. But obviously, then if you get 0.19 as opposed to 0.2, you're going to be in losing money. So that side of it at the minute, that's the bit when I talk about pricing and saying I'm just having a look how I'm betting them, because people have asked me. I will, when I get time, do a full analysis and I'll tell you exactly how I'm betting them. It is just a beta thing. I've not told anybody to dive in and bet these. I've said I'm just going to put them on the pod. Games that, if there's the home team hasn't scored, I'm expecting a second half goal. I like the logic to what I'm doing. So it's something that is just at the minute, as I say, follow. I will report back. Don't need to, and I'm not saying, oh, don't ask me questions. Welcome to ask me anything, but with stuff like this, this is brand new. It's something I followed, I worked on in lockdown. I'm fairly confident in it, so I thought, well, we'll start it out in July, run it to the end of the season, see how it goes. I can report back then and give you full details. But when we, if this makes no sense from here, it's because I did a full recording and the old thing went to that super fast speed thing. So rather than, I did publish it, quickly deleted it because I checked it. But yeah, where I can't even remember what I said, and I can't remember at what point I've joined in the conversation here. Now, this is how good this production is. But I was talking about the half times, talking about just not diving in, waiting in. People don't need to be involved in everything. I will let you know if these are any good, and we'll take it from there. You know, Chrissy's stuff again, only 76 days. We'll have a look at it in a month's time, have 100 days, see where we're at, how many bets. But I put it out here for an air of transparency so that if I do say to you in August, oh, we've got this now, at least you know a bit of the history behind it. We've not just invented something off the top of our head. You know, I understand, or I don't understand, people like to be involved in everything and betting everything, like trading groups, Telegram groups, chat rooms, all that. Don't really see me featuring that because it's not for me. When I did do it, I found it completely and utterly annoying, people talking about other stuff when you're trying to focus on the football. And you can find a bet in every game. I mean, I've got a new sheet that that we've been looking at, and it's fantastic. It is absolutely fantastic. It is incredible. But it has the ability, in the wrong hands, you can click and find a bet in every game, because you can just click, keep clicking squares and filters. It's a dynamic sheet. It brings the score in. You can do all that, but you could find a bet in every game and say, oh, right, oh, the last three games, this has been over 2.5. I mean, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything, but people do like that. So when I do put stuff on here, I put it here really for a bit of transparency that you've got it. When I post screenshots, again, it's transparent. I'm betting the stuff I'm telling you. So hopefully that makes some sense, but whether this pod makes any sense from here on in, I've got no idea, because I've had to cut half of it off. I was going to tell you some stories as well. My mate, the racing guy, the one who threw the woman's bag out the train. If you haven't heard that story, I want me to repeat it sometime. It's a beauty, and slammed the boot on the Japanese guy's head at the golf club. Same guy, he's one of them, he loves a beer, absolute loves his racing, bloke's bloke, but I have got an absolute beauty. He rang me last night. What happened to him yesterday? I was still laughing this morning. I was crying last night. I had a bet on the Malmo game and actually won a few quid. I missed it completely because he was telling me this story, and I was flipping crying with laughter. But I'll drop that. I've got loads of stories. Just getting time. This football, people say, what, are you busy? Everything needs updating constantly. Check the data. Get it ready for the next day. I start on today's football. Tomorrow's football today. It's busy. Right, I'm off. I'm gone. I have no idea what I've said in this podcast. Absolute, complete and utter waffle. Hopefully there's some football on it. Hopefully you make a few quid. Hopefully you enjoy listening. And come on, you Spurs. Let's give them flipping Northerners a right good flipping pasting. I doubt, can't watch it. Harry Winks will have me smashing my house up, honestly. Right, enjoy yourselves. And all that clock business, Dio and his flipping merry men. The old computer clock, because I get the dates and times wrong. I'm a busy man. I've got time to sit fannying around, lifting me weights, going for walks, looking at me computer clock. Some of us are flipping working, earning some money, grinding. Flipping sit there, got me little bot set up, lift some weights, all telling there's a clock in the corner and these little merry men come on. Fuck off. Right, have a lovely day. See you all later.